Our music segment today, the new Sinatra? Well, Justin Timberlake may very well be his generation's Sinatra or Gene Kelly or Fred Astaire. Don't be so quick to walk away. Dance with me. I wanna rock your body. Please stay. He sings, he dances, he acts, and in recent years, Justin Timberlake's made a name for himself in comedy bits on Saturday Night Live. In last year's film, The Social Network, he played Sean Parker, an early backer of Facebook, and Timberlake's portrayal earned him high praise from the critics. His new movie is a futuristic sci-fi thriller. It's called In Time. Timberlake plays Will Salas. He's a man who is trapped in a world where no one ages past 25 years old, and money can literally save your life. When he sat down with us recently, we asked him about his music, his life, and, of course, his new film.
It's a future where time is the currency, you know, time is money, and we're able to give that money back and forth.
A man named Henry Hamilton gave me over a century. He said he didn't need it anymore. It was a gift. I'm not a thief. But hey, if you guys are looking for stolen time, maybe you should arrest everyone here.
And, you know, our lifespan is directly linked to a digital ticking clock that's on our left forearm, and when you run out of time, you die. It's about separating class by wealth.
Justin Timberlake, this is really the first time that you have played the leading character in the film. What was that like for you? Was it difficult for you?
It's funny, when you're making the movie, you're obviously not as conscious of it, and then you screen the whole thing after they finish it, and you become incredibly insecure because you're seeing your face the whole film. But I don't know. I think I wanted to play this character because I admired him. I admired his courage and his brass. So it was a lot of fun to play this character. I mean, look, you tack on getting to shoot guns and kick ass and kiss kiss hot girls and flip cars, and it's like every boyhood fantasy.
Isn't that your real life, though?
Yeah. I shoot guns at people. I try to get in a fight once a day, and just randomly kiss as many women as possible. No, you know, I think it's every boyhood fantasy trapped into one film. So, I mean, I had a ball playing this character.
Justin, the breakthrough role for you was the one you played in the film Social Network as Sean Parker. How much did that film open a whole new world for you?
Yeah, that's sort of my running joke with all of my closest friends, is that I should have a business card that says, David Fincher put me in a movie. I obviously saw that character on the page as sort of this kind of sociopath in a way. And I felt like the biggest trick that I could possibly pull off in playing that character was sort of, for as long as possible, make the audience question who they should side with. And I feel like my favorite villains, in a way, tend to do that. And I didn't necessarily see him as a villain. I thought he had a very clear-cut point of view. And, you know, when you walk away from that film, it's... you still have to say, you know, without the character of Sean Parker in that movie, that company never reaches $1 billion. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother
boys don't know how to act. Yeah. Justin, I'm looking at a photograph that was taken of you for Vanity Fair. It ran over the summer, and you're in a hotel room. There's a beautiful woman behind you. You're tie is undone, and you're holding what looks like a glass of scotch, very sort of suave. And it just occurred to me that women like you, men like you, it seems like you don't have a problem being likable. And I'm wondering how much you think that has to do with the comedy that you've done.
I don't know. I feel like there's something to be said about feeling comfortable with what you have and don't have. And for instance, I don't think I'm particularly a great singer, but I feel like I write songs that complement my voice, you know, and I feel like it's unique. And I don't feel like I'm a particularly great actor, for instance, but I feel like I approach each thing that I do with some level of sensitivity, and I would say that comedy in general is the most disarming.
What about you, Cornelius Timberlake? What do you hope your great-great-grandson will be like?
I actually dream of a day when my great-great-grandson will bring sexy back.
Bring sexy back? What does that mean?
It'll be gone and he'll bring it back.
Laughter can be... It kind of breaks this wall down that I feel like people have because they might have some perception of who you might be. I guess I would definitely agree with you on that.
There's a price to pay for it. I mean, you can't walk around Los Angeles or New York or you can't really have a normal day, can you?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I feel like I have normal days just like everybody else where I do walk around New York. And let's be clear, no one walks around Los Angeles. We all drive. It's ridiculous. But, you know, for every sort of experience I have where you feel like you might be photographed in your free time or someone might recognize you, I can add them up to days as well that you don't have that experience. And I don't know, maybe it's just that those aren't as interesting to talk about. Take my order, cause your body like a vireo. Let me walk into your body till you hear me out. Turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. Turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. Take my order, cause your body like a vireo. Justin, I know that you've been focusing on your acting career,
and you haven't had an album since 2006. But there is, as you may know, an online campaign. It's called Justin Timberlake Make Music Again. One of the YouTube clips has like 400,000 views. Do you know about this?
I actually took to my Twitter to post it.
So what do you think about that?
I thought it was very funny.
Yeah. But I mean, people do want this. And of course, you know, you make your own choices. But does it ever factor into how you think about things? I mean, do you ever think, well, maybe I should start thinking about that again?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, specifically when it comes to music, I don't think that I need any persuading to think about it. It's always kind of in the back of your mind, but I think it's part of who I am and always will be, I mean, in a very cellular way. When you grow up doing, you know, one thing, I think you get to this place where you want to try new things and, you know, I do think that we live in the type of world where people get comfortable with you in one way, and so seeing you in a different way takes some time.
Hmm. Yeah. Justin, last year you did something for NPR that was more meaningful and valuable than 100 hours of me doing my show, which is you wore an NPR T-shirt, and it was photographed and published in a magazine. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, I told you, it wasn't because I thought it was hip. I actually am a really big fan.
Well, by all means, wear that shirt as much as you want.
Okay. I'll have to get a new one, you know. It's gotten some wear and tear. I actually wear it a lot, so.
All right, good. Just make sure you're photographed on those days.
I'm not sure how to do that, but you have my word. I won't. If I happen to see someone photographing me, I won't cover up the logo.
All right. That's actor and musician Justin Timberlake. His new movie, In Time, is in theaters now. Justin, thank you so much.
No, my pleasure. Thank you.
Don't feel me, baby. It's just Justin. Feel good, right? Listen. I kind of noticed something one night. Colorful face. It's kind of weird to me since you're so fine. If it's up to me, your face.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our weekly podcast, The Best of Weekends and All Things Considered. You can find it at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendATC. And for audio outtakes from interviews on this program and previews of what's coming up, you can follow me on Twitter. That's at NPR Guy Raz, spelled GUYRAZ. We're back with a whole new hour of radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.